Lovely to see you. How are we?
Good. Good.
That's way too positive for February, in the gloomy February wet. But it's so nice to see you. Seen lots of you before a few years ago, or in various parts. So it's lovely to be with you again. I was just asking James, and remembering like the last time I did a So Vocal workshop was just before the pandemic hit. Literally the last bit of work that I did. And it was already, there was this thing in the air. I was actually on the train up, and I was thinking, oh, what is this thing that the news is going on about? But hopefully we've sort of seen the other side of that, and everything's looking more bright and positive now. Anyway, it's so nice to be back, and sort of I spoke to Lucy a bit, and just she's kind of giving me free rein to do whatever I like, which is dangerous. But I will probably do a mix of lots of you familiar with. Sort of, I do a lot of gospel music and music from Africa, South Africa in particular, and then a few other things. So within the time that we have, I'll try to do a sort of a spread of that, and we'll see how we get on. I like to work quite fast sometimes, even in February. Let's see what we can do. So should we stand up and do some warming up? Just so I know where Sopranos are, which side? Okay. I have the other way around in my choir, so sorry, that was just me. Sopranos, that means you must be the tenors?
Yes.
Basses, altos. Okay. Forgive me if I sort of look in the wrong direction at any point. I think we just need to generate a bit of heat, so I just want you to start slowly bouncing on the spot. Try to really let go, like your shoulders in particular, but all of your joints can just be really loose. So this is quite sort of, it can sort of turn into a bit of a shake. Make it a bit more rapid after a while. So you can get a bit of that. That's good. Okay, good. And then let's move that into a nice big shoulder roll. Really try to be thorough. So as you're going up, you're really getting right round this circle. Yeah, breathing deeply, filling your lungs with air as you do it. Good. And let's go the other way. Go forwards as well. And nice and big. If you need to go slower, then do take your time. But just focus on the nice big motion. Okay, lovely. And then just squeeze both shoulders up, as high as they'll go. And then have a little wriggle around the side. And let go. Doesn't that feel good? Let's do that one more time. So squeeze the shoulders up. A little wriggle. Don't worry if you flick the people next to you. It's all part of the fun. And let go. Good. So already your neck is starting to feel warm from that, so just take your neck over to your right, maybe. Sometimes I mirror you, sometimes I don't, there's no logic. And then just gently round the front. So you're now over your left shoulder. Feel some heat from the heater over here, she's nice. Go back around the front. And then back to the middle. I want you to look over your right shoulder, so you're going to go chin right over your right shoulder. And then all the way over your left shoulder. Over your right shoulder. Over your left shoulder. To the ceiling. To the floor. To the ceiling. To your right shoulder. Left, right, ceiling, floor, ceiling, left, right, left, floor, ceiling, and back to the middle. I just have one of those, just like, whoa, what was that? Yeah. Lovely. Stretch your right arm in the air. And I want you to always think, when I do these stretches, it's really important you feel that your body has been stretched in both directions, so your feet are firmly planted to the ground, so you don't get this sort of upward tension. Your feet are grounded, yeah? But then your arm is still going up, so you feel this, whoa, you're extending in both ways. Please do breathe when you're up there. He always goes deathly silent. I'm like, what is everyone doing? And bring that arm down. Good, and then the same on the left. So again, feeling really planted to the ground, but also stretching to the ceiling, breathing deeply. And bring it down. Lovely. I'm going to put some stuff into our, you know, to our hips. So I want you to circle. It can be small to begin with. And it doesn't matter which direction. And it actually doesn't matter sort of what sort of style you're going in. The key thing is to try to, you're thinking now about at least like all your joints, your shoulders, your elbows, your wrists, your hips. It's all really, really loose. So you're not trying to do a really rigid movement. It should be really loose, really free. It's just sort of let go a little bit. Just with every turn, just sort of go a bit looser until you feel like, I don't know, kind of a comic Mr. Bean or something, you know? Like, you've got that kind of feeling, yeah? Let's speed that up a bit so we've got, got a bit less time to think about whether it looks silly or not. You're just sort of letting your body go. Okay, wonderful. And then just shake everything off again. So, excuse me, some sort of breathe. Anything you like. So, I'm just going to walk on the spot. Doesn't matter. I'm going to go left, right, left, right, left, right. Good. And it's all about now positivity. So, keeping your bodies nice and upright. Your heads, not this. This, really positive, yeah. I want your shoulders to be loose. And you can show me your shoulders loose by every now and then just to, there's no tension, otherwise you'd be going like this, I want to see your elbows now. Every now and then, just a little one of those, yeah. Try to keep walking if you can. It's multitasking. Your wrists and your elbows. Can we just like every now and then, just a little flick out. Both at the same time. Okay, then we're going to think about your hips now, so every now and then you're going to go like that, and just like, hips is a funny one, but just any movement, like that. Then when you think about your knees, so again, every sort of fifth beat, you're just going to go like that. Or it could just be a little one. Back, I can't see your knees. Good, and then ankles. So every now and then a flick of the ankle. Good, then we'll have 30 seconds of free reign, whichever one you like the most. Sounds, just want you to sound them back to me. Thank you. really good, really good. Thank you. going to start on this side. So you guys, what are you singing? Seconds ago, and we've sort of gone to, oh, we're learning something. Let's stay still. So, can you keep the movement going? And it's all about the energy now. So, if you do, oh, it's got to be in your bodies. I want to see you moving. James is like giving you such a groove. Just respond to it, listen to it, feel it, let it get to your bones. So, let's start on this side. Here you go. 3, 4. Oh. Hallelujah, which is like the perfect word to sing. So I just want you to practice saying, you're going to go, Hallelujah. 2, 3, 4.
Hallelujah.
Good. And when you say, Hallelujah, I want you to feel this little, your diaphragm, your body should be working. So when you say, Hallelujah, show me that.
Hallelujah.
So you feel that. Extra thing, I want to hear that. So you go to Hallelujah. 2, 3, 4.
Hallelujah.
Good, and again.
Hallelujah.
Good, good, good. Now I need a bit more energy on the L, on the le, lu. So just practice yours. Say la 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
La 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 la.
So I need your tongues to be working there. Hallelujah. 2, 3, 4.
Hallelujah.
Good. Don't go back into learning mode, please. Keep moving. 1, 2, 3, and.
Hallelujah.
And again.
Hallelujah.
Great. So now, when last thing to add is when you say ha, it's such a long ha. We want it to be more interesting than that. Can you say ha?
Ha!
You go ha!
Ha!
So I want this ha to have a journey. It's gonna go
Hallelujah!
2, 3, and.
Hallelujah!
And again, same thing. Ha!
Hallelujah!
One last time.
Hallelujah!
Perfect. So, we're going to start with the sopranos. We're going to give you all a simple part.
Hallelujah.
2, 3. Hallelujah.
Good. And again.
Hallelujah.
Good. So, I want you to keep the energy that we just had. This always happens. We do something and when you're speaking it, Hallelujah. And then you sing it and you sort of, And we lose all that confidence he had. So can you sing, hallelujah, sopranos, three, four.
Hallelujah.
Great. So you've got everyone has two phrases. So the first time you go up, the first time you go down, the second time you go down. You can probably guess where it's going to go. Should we try a guessing version? So go up first, and I'll lead you to guess the second phrase. Here you go. One, two, one.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Yeah, good, very good, well done! Some of you got that. So the second, hallelujah, just goes down. Sing that for me.
Hallelujah!
First one.
Hallelujah!
Second one. Very good. Sopranos, I'd like you to turn to the rest of the choir. The rest of the choir, I'd like you to look at the sopranos. Some of the sopranos will be singing in your face. Don't worry about that. So sopranos, I want you to give all your energy to this side of the room. Hallelujah. Here we go. Two, three, four.
Hallelujah.
Good.
Hallelujah.
And again. So then we go to the altars. Hallelujah. Have a go at that.
Hallelujah.
And then you also go hallelujah the second time.
Hallelujah.
Great. So the first one. Hallelujah. Two, three, four. Second time?
Hallelujah.
Yeah, almost good. Hallelujah. Two, three, four.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, just do it. Challenge races. Hallelujah. You're going to come in after everyone. So you go, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And because you're so good, I think you can go, we can make it more interesting by going up the first time. Up the octave, so you go,
hallelujah,
and the second time,
hallelujah,
here we go, three, and just the basses.
Alleluia. 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 Alleluia.
Basses minus this time. Sit down, that's great. So much call and response without even really thinking about it. The thing that I think is sometimes missed from call and response is when you're learning something, how you're not just learning notes and a word or words, you're really learning like the feel. And so if I sing something like, you know, sometimes you learn something when someone will sing like, you know, a wonderful day, and then you get back, a wonderful day, and you're like processing of words, and the notes, it went up and it went down, okay, and you sort of lose the energy of what I was trying to convey. So we're going to do some call and response, but I'd love you to sort of just latch onto the energy, and that's what you're responding with. That's part of the thing. So Some of you will know this song, but I won't say anything more about it. I'll tell you later if you want to know more. I try to run. Completely the wrong key, but that was great response. Great. Yes.
Is it run or run or what?
Oh, this is the other great question, and I could answer you. But this is the other beautiful thing about call and response is that you don't know, and you're just learning the sound. I will actually tell you what the word is. But there's a joy in, like, you haven't necessarily caught every word and everything, and you're learning it anyway. And you'll figure out a lot of stuff later. You maybe get to the end of the sentence, think, oh, yeah, that's what it was. And that's part of the joy of learning things by ear. If you want to know everything, I have this with my choir all the time. I see people sneaking notebooks out, and I'm just like, don't worry, we're going to learn it. Especially if you're learning different languages as well. You just take the sounds, absorb, and then we'll do some of that later. And I'll help you, but run. I'll give you that one for free. That's the last one. So, I try to run. Some of these lines you'll have to be really quick off the mark to call and response. I'm warning you, pre-warning you. So it goes a bit more like this. One. You ready? I try to run.
I try to run.
I grow weary.
I grow weary.
I try to walk.
I try to walk.
One long line in the middle that gets hard to do, but that's the idea. Great, let's do that one more time. Relax. I'll give you a go. I'll sing the whole verse and then it'll be your turn. There is a sort of logic to it. I try to run, I grow weary. I try to walk, and I grow faint. Oh, I long to soar on the wing like an eagle, and I look down and I'm afraid. There's a nice little arch there. So I'll sing it to you and then it's your turn. I try to run, I grow weary. I try to walk, and I grow faint. Oh, I long to soar on the wing like an eagle, but I look down, and I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I try to run.
Try to run, but I grow weary. I try to walk, but I grow faint. For I love to soar on the wing of an eagle.
We'll work on that one. Fantastic. Well done, everyone. So that little middle line, oh, I long to soar on the wing like an eagle. It's quite free, so I'm not going to try and get you all in the same rhythm, but just you've got to start the on the a bit early. So you do, oh, I long to soar on the wing like an eagle. Let's try that.
Oh, I long to soar.
Say wing for me, please.
Wing.
Yeah, it's a weird, your lips do weird things. If you look around you as you say wing, just look at someone else's mouth. Wing.
Wing.
So, right? What are you doing? Wing. Like, so when you're singing, you don't want it to go that crazy. You want it to just say a bit like wider. On the wing, so you can still get a bit of sound out. So try to avoid going on the wing, because the sound will go back. So just try going on the wing. And open your mouth that way as well.
On the wing.
Yeah, so we don't lose that note. That, you know, it takes a bit of balancing, and sometimes you meet somewhere in the middle, but that's a good approach. Great. I'd love to hear the sopranos and tenors on your feet, please. You're going to sing that to the tenor, to the basses and altos. So turn to the face of basses and altos. Tell them this story. The words are so clear, so simple, yet so, you know, powerful. So.
I try to run, but I grow weary. I try to walk, but I grow faint. For I long to soar on the wing like an eagle.
wait. It's not a competition based on our films. Sort of, we could split it into four-part harmony. We probably will. But let's just learn the melody of the chorus together. So, it goes, but you lift me higher.
But you lift me higher.
And, it's quite hard to do, but a common thing is, when you're singing, is those pickup notes get lost. You lift me higher. That higher is the first thing. But I want to hear, but you lift me higher. But you lift me higher.
But you lift me higher.
Out of the fire.
Out of the fire.
Out of the flames.
Out of the flames.
God. But you lift me higher. Out of the fire. Out of the flames.
But you lift me higher. Out of the fire.
I lost the feeling.
I lost the feeling.
Feeling, feeling. Pretend is how we speak. I lost the feeling.
I lost the feeling.
But you give me meaning again.
But you give me meaning again.
Meaning again.
Meaning again.
I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again.
I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again.
Nice group recomposition is great. It's very quick, so I'll help to you. I lost the feeling, but you give me. I lost the feeling, but you give me.
I lost the feeling, but you give me.
So you can go straight on, yeah? I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again.
I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again.
But you give me.
But you give me.
Great, I loved your energy in the room. And this is not to make fun of you. I make fun of my choir, and they know that I'm joking, but you might not. So, but it's really funny. You did something with your necks. You give me, which is great. But just try a version where you keep the rhythm is coming from like much deeper inside. I lost the feeling, but you give me. And what if you keep your body singing, what you'll feel is. These muscles just automatically working because you're not sort of trying to compensate. So just try a version. I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again.
I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again.
Much, much better. And we can tidy that rhythm up. I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again.
I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again.
Meaning again.
Meaning again.
Perfect. That was great. So. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning.
remember the first part? But you lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the flames. You also know one.
But you lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the flames.
See, see,
okay,
fine. Yeah. I know we don't say fire, but that's what we're singing. Just get along with it. And it's really so. But you lift me higher out of the fire. We're doing like a rhythmic thing there as well. Try one more time. Three, four, one.
But you lift me higher out of the fire, out of the flame.
I lost the feeling.
I lost the feeling.
One more time. But you lift me higher.
But you lift me higher. Out of the fire, out of the flames.
I lost the feeling to
give me again.
Wait, let's stand up. You probably won't remember all of this, but that's part of the fun. So we're going to go back to the top. I try to run. And then after you've sung, I'm afraid, you're going to sing, but you lift me higher. See if you remember. Okay. I try to run.
I try to run.
I'm always up for making new melodies. just one that I'd like to keep, just for the sake of the harmony. But you lift me higher. It's the second time that goes up. So, but you lift me higher out of the fire, out of the flames. And then you go, I lost the feeling. That's when you go higher. Yeah? Just to watch out. Good. But anyway, sopranos, stay standing. Everyone else, have a seat. Sopranos, when the choir sing, you lift me higher, I just want you to sing the higher, fire. That's all I want you to sing. Yeah? So they're going to sing, but you lift me
higher,
right there. But you lift me
higher.
Step over for a second, just to see if you're ready. But you lift me
higher
out of the
fire.
But you lift me
higher
out of the
fire.
And then you just join in, I lost the feeling, when it comes to that point, yeah? Should we try that with just the altos and the sopranos? So sopranos say standing, altos off you get. I'll teach you to sing. But you lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the flames. Just the altos. 3, 4, 1.
But you lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the flames.
Great, and you can make this, that's fantastic. You can make this as like, oh, as sounding as possible. It's like really raw and kind of, I don't know what the words that's going to inspire you the most is, but altos often are afraid of like the low, deep register, even though that's the thing that you, that's your voice. So you can give me that low, earthy, all those tones. But you lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the flames. I want to hear those kind of qualities. Give me one more time. 3, 4, 1.
But you lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the flames.
Spiders, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, spiders and elves together. 3, 4, 1.
But you lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the flames.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Have a sit down. That's great. Tenors. So tenors. Higher. Fire. Yeah, can you do you one of those? Let's hear it. So, but you lift me higher. Tenors, and you always have to do something extra to, you know, beyond what the spiders can do. You're going to sing. You're going to sing. Out of the flames.
Out of the flames.
You're going to sing higher, fire. Out of the flames. But you lift me
higher.
Out of the
fire.
So, altars take the lead. But you lift me
higher,
higher. Let's have a go. 3, 4, 1.
But you lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the flames.
Very, very nice. Well done. Have a sit down. Basses. I think you're just holding the tonic here, but we could maybe take it up the octave if you're feeling excited. Anyone feeling excited? let's have you up. We'll split. Do you have a split first and second basses?
Yeah.
I kind of like some of you there who feels like who just give me it doesn't have to just give me a wave if you feel happier singing higher. And who feels going higher? Okay, so self-select which one of those you prefer, but we're going to do that. So same thing. But you lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the one of those, yeah? Okay, so here you go. But you lift me
higher,
out of the
fire,
out of the flame. Just a quick one. Great. So you go. You lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the flames. That's right. 3, 4, 1. But you lift me
higher,
out of the
fire,
out of the flames. Great. Let's have everyone up. Very, very good.
But you lift me.
Yeah. 3, 4, 1.
But you lift me higher, out of the fire, out of the flames.
Great, great. Do you remember the next bit? I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again. Try that.
I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again.
Let's try put that all together. So, but you lift me higher, out of fire, out of flames. I lost the feeling, and all together, we carry on. Let's try. Here you go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I don't know, actually, I was kind of doing it. It sounded so exciting and promising, but here you go. You're a bit sidelined at the moment, so I'd love to give you something to do, like on the flames when the bass is going. Can you just give me a great, so you're gonna do
higher, fire,
out of the flame. Let's do everyone together. 3, 4, 1.
Won't you lift me higher out of the fire, out of the flame?
Great. And then you carry on. Good, good, good. This time, let's carry on. We, tenors, I think you're all there, but just maybe a couple coming down. Higher! Need to hear that coming through the texture. And alters, don't go back into your shells. Stay in that place that you were a second ago. Good, here we go. 3, 4, 1.
Would you lift me higher?
Stay standing, everyone, for this. You're going to say, I'm singing revival.
I'm singing revival.
Revival song.
Revival song.
I'm singing revival.
I'm singing revival.
Revival song.
Revival song.
So you sing that whole phrase twice. Let's hear it. 3, 4, 1.
I'm singing revival. Revival.
Oh, sorry, a little bit more of a gap. I'll bring you in. 3, 4, 1.
I'm singing revival. Revival song. I'm singing revival. Revival song.
Great. Now, can you make that sound any more Elvis-y? I don't know what I mean. Can you make it sound a bit more like electric? I'm singing revival. It's got some things simmering away. 3, 4, 1.
I'm singing revival.
Are you feeling the energy?
Revival song. I'm singing revival. Revival song.
Great. Nice one, basically. Then you can keep on playing with that and physically as well. I'm singing. I think she was. Revival!
Revival!
Good, and this can be much less revival and more revival! 3, 4, 1.
Revival!
Revival song.
Revival!
I'm singing revival.
Revival!
Revival song.
Revival!
Great, and don't neglect the river, that bottom note. Revival! Yeah? Revival. Oh, what are the alters? Did I see? Yeah. So, alto is revival.
Revival!
So, the same thing. Re, sing that off me.
Re.
Revival!
Revival!
See, the bass and sing. I'm singing revival.
Revival!
Revival song.
Revival!
So it's the same, you just say revival every time. The same thing every time, yeah? Good. You start so well on the re, but then I think revival. And then lose the intensity at the end. Revival! Keep it alive to the end. So, I'm singing revival.
Revival!
Revival song.
Revival!
I'm singing revival.
Revival!
Revival song.
Revival!
Best of brothers!
I'm singing revival.
Revival!
Revival song.
Revival!
I'm singing revival.
Revival!
Revival song.
I'm singing revival.
Revival.
to add one more thing to this, which is, it sounds incredible, by the way. I love a gesture. This is a bit cheesy, but we're going to do it. So, you can see, I'm singing. Basses, you're actually exempt. But you've got to do, give me something when you're singing. I'm singing with bar. I need to see it in your stance. You can be tapping your feet, yeah? Everyone else, revival. It doesn't have to be too cheesy. Just like, just a physical revival. So I want to see physically alive and energized in the space. Here you go. One, two, three, four, one.
I'm singing revival.
Revival.
Do so well. Let's have a recap of the chorus and we'll have a go the whole song. So, the chorus.
But you lift me higher out of the fire, out of the flame. I lost the feeling that you give me meaning again.
Just the altos.
But you lift me higher out of the fire.
Your parts,
but you lift me
higher, higher, out of the flame.
I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning again.
Let's do that one more time, but you lift me,
but you lift me
higher,
fire,
out of the flame. I lost the feeling, but you give me meaning.
Revival, yeah, but we'll tidy those things up. Thank you. Great. Do you feel, I mean, this is the quickest it's the quickest way to learn a song, but are you up for having a go from the top? Great, have a little shake off, just make sure. Okay, here we go, from the top. We'll do one verse call and response, and then the next verse will be on your own. So I'll go first.
I try to run.
I try to run.
I grow weary.
I grow weary.
I try to walk.
I try to walk.
And I grow faint.
And I grow faint.
Oh, I long to soar.
Fantastic. I'm impressed. That was all sort of absorbed and yeah, it was amazing. That's basically the whole song. really, really well done. So I think we'll take a sort of a very short break, as you normally do there. Just have a little, give your voices a little rest. But well done, everyone. Great stuff. Oh, yeah, there we are. You've already learned so much that we don't have too much time left, but I'm ambitious. I believe I can teach you a Zulu song in 10 minutes. Would you like to try? Good. Let's stand up. This song is, so it's Zulu, South African song, and it's sort of called, the translation is roughly Be Like Him. It's a sort of hopeful, looking forward to a day when there's no pain and suffering, that kind of idea. But the words are, Kwabona,
Kwabona,
Kwabona Kala,
Kwabona Kala,
Tina,
Tina,
Sofana,
Sofana,
Naye,
Naye,
Sofana Naye,
Sofana Naye,
Kwabona Kala,
Kwabona Kala.
I'm going to you a little bit of a pulse. Kwabona kala.
Kwabona kala.
Kwabona kala.
Kwabona kala.
Just be patient. Kwabona kala.
Kwabona kala.
Kwabona kala.
Kwabona kala.
Tina.
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 Sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye.
I don't know what I'm doing there. Sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye.
Kwabona kala Tina.
Kwabona kala Tina.
Kwabona kala Tina.
Kwabona kala Tina.
Kwabona kala Tina. Sofana naye.
Kwabona kala Tina. Sofana naye.
That's so funny. The bit that you were confident on, just because the phrase got longer, you suddenly lost all confidence. Keep the confidence going all the way through. I don't mind, you know, you're learning a new language. You might end up singing pa-da-ba-ba-ba-ba to be, and that's fine. Eventually, we'll get closer, yeah? Kwabona kala Tina.
Kwabona kala Tina.
Kwabona kala Tina. Sofana na ye.
Kwabona kala Tina. Sofana na ye.
Kwabona kala Tina. Sofana na ye.
Kwabona kala Tina, sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye, 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 Tina, sofana na ye.
Good. If you can crack this one rhythm, you'll send me home very happy. So you go, Sofana na ye, Tina, sofana, two, three.
Sofana na ye, Tina, sofana na ye.
Almost. Sofana na ye, Tina, sofana.
Sofana na ye, Tina, sofana na ye.
Wow, I might go happy. Good. Could you give me an A flat chord? Kwabona kala Tina.
Kwabona kala Tina.
Sorry, that was very quick, but you're pretty close actually. Kwabona kala Tina.
Kwabona kala Tina.
Sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye.
Kwabona kala Tina. Sofana na ye.
Kwabona kala Tina. Sofana na ye.
That repeats twice like this. I'll sing it for you. Kwabona kala Tina sofana na ye. Kwabona kala Tina sofana na ye.
Kwabona kala Tina sofana na ye. Kwabona kala Tina sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye Tina sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye, Tina, sofana na ye.
Sofana na ye, tina so fananaye.
So fananaye, tina so fananaye.
Great, and don't forget that so. So, re, put all your energy, the rest will take care of itself. Just the so, so have a listen. So fananaye, tina so fananaye. So fananaye, tina so fananaye.
So fananaye, tina so fananaye. So fananaye, tina so fananaye.
Don't tell them, but that's actually better than my choir. It's so good. So don't, all your concentration, the whole thing goes like this. Wabona kala, tina so fanana, ye. Wabona kala, tina so fanana, ye. So fanana, ye, tina so fanana, ye. So fanana, ye, tina so fanana, ye. Wabona.
Wabona kala, tina so fanana, ye. Wabona kala.
Wabona kala, so fananaye.
Wabona kala, so fananaye. Wabona kala, so fananaye.
So fananaye, so fananaye.
So fananaye, so fananaye.
So fananaye, so fananaye. It's an option, it's a nice option. It sounds so good. So let's have everyone with the melody, but the bass is quab. From there. Last few seconds, few minutes. So show me the movement. You can can walk on the spot if you want. It's quite lively, so it can be a bit more animated. Show me that tall posture as well as you're doing it, so your body's, everything's up, everything's confident. Here we go, one, two, three.